Daniel chapter 3. If you throw us in the fire, the God we serve can rescue us from your roaring furnace and anything else you might cook up, O king. But even if he doesn't, it wouldn't make a bit of difference, O king. We still wouldn't serve your gods or worship the gold statue you set up. Verses 17 and 18. How fortunate Daniel was to have such special friends with the same courage and the same faith in the Almighty God. A God who can deliver us from trial or can save us from the trial. These three young men are worthy of imitation, and that is why God set this incredible example to nourish our faith. In my personal preference, having gone through the furnace, a sometimes warm and sometimes hotter oven, that like the three young men, I was never alone. But look, he said, I see four men walking around freely in the fire, completely unharmed. And the fourth man looks like a son of the gods. Verse 25. Perhaps that's why I love singing the chorus. Even if my eyes can't see you, I can feel your presence. I know you are here. Although my hands can't touch your face, Lord, I know you're here. My heart can feel your presence. You are here. What a great truth. I ask you to be by my side in seasons of sickness or when I receive bad news or when my loved ones depart. And you never left me alone because you are a real God. He gives us the strength to go through the furnace of the test so that the others see, believe, and want to trust a God like our God.